Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally. Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. The topic I'll be discussing today is cancer, a holistic approach. Cancer is a frightening illness. Even the most resilient of us suddenly feel powerless upon learning that we have cancer. Not knowing where to turn, we find ourselves relinquishing control of our bodies to someone else, usually to the oncologist. This loss of control promotes feelings of helplessness and hopelessness. The purpose of the show today is to empower you with knowledge and options should you or someone you love suddenly be faced with such an earth-shattering diagnosis. According to some estimates, about 150 people are diagnosed with cancer every hour in the United States, and one out of every four Americans will develop it. Science has vastly improved the ability to diagnose cancer early on, and when cancer is diagnosed early, the chances of survival increase significantly. According to the American Cancer Society, 25 to 30% of deaths can be prevented by early diagnosis and proper treatment. Tens of billions of dollars have been spent trying to find a cure for cancer, yet the disease and the mortality rates resulting from it are steadily rising. Besides the ability for early diagnosis and the creation of new pharmaceuticals to kill the cancer, science has made no progress. The irony is that the drugs used to destroy the cancer can kill us in other ways. And if the drugs don't kill us, they leave us with a laundry list of permanent side effects to suffer with for the rest of our lives. Cancer is on the rise. The only way we can win the war against it is with an understanding of what is causing the epidemic. Scientific evidence suggests that up to one-third of the 500,000-plus cancer deaths occurring in the U.S. each year are related to nutrition and lifestyle. Cancer is a class of diseases characterized by out-of-control cell growth. Some scientists believe that it is a type of highly aggressive virus that takes hold when the immune system is somehow compromised. No one knows for sure why we get cancer or why one person gets it and another person does not. We do know the risk factors that increase the odds of getting it. Up to 85% of cancers can be prevented by avoiding smoking or tobacco, alcohol abuse, sun or any type of UV exposure, and poor nutrition. The American Cancer Society estimated that in the year 2000, about 171,000 cancer deaths were expected to be caused by tobacco use, and about 19,000 cancer deaths were to be related to excessive alcohol use, frequently in combination with tobacco use. High levels of radiation from X-rays and radiation therapy can damage normal cells and increase the risk of cancer, as can long-term exposure to chemicals like pesticides, radon, asbestos, and uranium. 20% of cancers are hereditary, though that doesn't mean a relative of someone who has cancer will automatically get the disease. It just raises the risk factor. More and more patients, disillusioned with cancer treatments that have devastating side effects, burdening expenses they can't afford to pay, and surgeries that leave them debilitated, in pain, or disfigured, are turning to alternative therapies. Unlike chemotherapy and radiation, toxic treatments that destroy normal cells along with the cancer, alternative therapies aim to cleanse the body from toxins and stimulate its natural defenses. Many cancer patients who were told they were going to die by orthodox doctors tried alternative therapies and fully recovered. Some were able to prolong their survival time and their quality of life. Not everyone does well on alternative cancer therapies. There is no guarantee. But given the guaranteed side effects of orthodox cancer therapies available today, the most logical approach to healing is a holistic one. The word holistic means relating to or concerned with complete systems rather than the analysis of, treatment of, or dissection of its into parts. A holistic approach addresses the body, mind, and spirit. Disease of any type indicates that the body is imbalanced or has energy blockages. A holistic approach works to prevent disease while restoring or maintaining the body's natural balance and flow of energy. Holistic therapies aim at treating the whole body, not just the symptoms. Practitioners seek out the root of the problem so they can address the source and symptoms of disease. Then therapies are combined with healthy living to support the body in doing what it was designed to do, heal itself. It is easier to prevent cancer than to reverse it, but it can be reversed with the use of holistic therapies, good dietary habits, and lifestyle changes. We live in an environment that heavily taxes our immune systems on a daily basis. Dangerous chemicals and pesticides are added to our food, air, and water supplies. Artificial hormones are added to meat, poultry, and dairy products. We are constantly exposed to electromagnetic fields given off by microwaves, television, cell phones, portable phones, appliances, heating pads, electric blankets, and computers. As our bodies accumulate the constant onslaught of toxins they are subjected to, the immune system gradually becomes more and more suppressed. Disease can only develop and thrive in a body that is compromised. A toxic body lacking in nutrition creates the perfect storm for cancer to take hold. The most effective approach to holistic healing incorporates 8 elements: proper nutrition and clean water, detoxification, immune building, oxygen therapy, natural chemotherapies, lifestyle changes, a positive attitude, and spiritual and energetic healing and cleansing. Proper evaluation and testing by a skilled practitioner must be completed to determine the best approach to healing before beginning any holistic regimen. There are many types of holistic practitioners and many alternative therapies. the ancient healing practices of acupuncture and Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine are very effective in balancing out the body, preventing and treating diseases, and restoring the body back to optimum health. We are all nutrient deficient. Besides the overall bad eating habits prevalent in our society, over-farming has depleted our soils, leading to widespread trace element and mineral deficiencies in the foods we eat. The proper balance of elements and minerals is essential in the prevention and treatment of many diseases, including cancer. And because we are nutritionally deficient, our bodies don't effectively absorb the vitamins and minerals we do take in. A thorough blood test should be done to check for deficiencies such as vitamin D, which is important for immunity. A urine test for toxic metals is very important in determining the body's toxic metal load that may interfere with immunity and healing. Hair analysis can pin down nutritional deficiencies and absorption problems. If your doctor or practitioner does not do alternative testing procedures, you can have them done on your own through directlabs.com. The most effective anti-cancer strategy begins with proper nutrition and water that is filtered. Diet is the number one factor in determining the success or lack of success of any cancer treatment. It is vital to know which foods interfere with the treatment and which foods feed cancer cells. The first thing to eliminate from the diet is refined sugar because it feeds and strengthens cancer cells. Natural sweeteners such as honey and maple syrup should also be eliminated while cancer cells are active. Sugar substitutes aren't any better. They are known to damage the body and have been linked to cancer in numerous studies. Artificial sweeteners must be removed from the diet, the exception being the herb stevia. Stevia can safely be used to sweeten food and drinks as long as it is not chemically altered through processing. Processed foods, carbonated beverages, coffee, and alcohol all interfere with healing and may fuel the cancer's growth. Purified water is a must because the chlorine and fluoride added to city water has been known to cause and fuel cancer. Animal protein should be restricted to small amounts or eliminated from the diet entirely if possible. Only organic pasture-fed beef, organic free-range poultry, or wild-caught fish should be eaten. Dairy products and all foods that promote excess mucus in the body should be avoided. Countless studies have linked trans fatty acids, processed unsaturated fats, to cancer. You may see foods labeled as monounsaturated or polyunsaturated. Avoid them. They are also trans fats. Fast food, fried food, and packaged food like cookies, crackers, potato chips, and French fries are high in trans fats and should be avoided. The best fats are unsaturated fats from plant sources. Healthy fats should be liquid at room temperature. Canola oil, flaxseed oil, and olive oil are three examples. All fats, even healthy essential fatty acids from nuts, seeds, avocados, and fish like tuna and salmon should be kept to a minimum, no more than 15% of the diet. Fats tend to slow down the digestive process, and large quantities may speed up the growth of cancerous tumors. A gluten-free diet is recommended until the cancer is stabilized. Refined flour isn't good for anything and should be eliminated. Though whole grains like wheat, oats, barley, and rye are normally very nutritious, they are controversial when it comes to a cancer diet. Some experts say that they should be avoided because their sugar and gluten content is hard on the digestion. When the body is in a weakened state due to cancer, the less strain put on it, the better. Non-gluten whole grain substitutes like quinoa, buckwheat, millet, and amaranth are very nutritious and easier on the body. The best diet for preventing or fighting cancer is one that is predominantly plant-based. A plant-based diet means eating mostly vegetables, fruits, nuts, grains, and beans. The less processed these foods are, the less they've been cooked, peeled, mixed with other ingredients, stripped of their nutrients, or otherwise altered from the way they came out of the ground, the better. Be sure to chew your food well to make the digestion of it easier. Another benefit of eating plant-based foods is that it will also increase your fiber intake. Fiber, also called roughage or bulk, is the part of grains, fruits, and vegetables that your body cannot digest. Fiber plays a key role in keeping your digestive system clean and healthy. It keeps food moving through your digestive tract, and it also moves cancer-causing compounds out before they can create harm. The American Cancer Society recommends eating at least 2.5 cups of fruits and vegetables each day to help lower cancer risk. These foods contain important vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and antioxidants, and are usually low in calories. In general, those with the most color, dark green, red, yellow, and orange, have the most nutrients. Try to work in a variety of fruits and vegetables every day. Certain organic fruits, vegetables, and herbs should be eaten in abundance because they protect the body from getting cancer and inhibit its growth while also cleansing, strengthening, and repairing it. These include green leafy vegetables, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, seaweeds, berries, and dark grapes. Ginger, garlic, turmeric, and green tea are also very good. Oral supplementation of digestive enzymes with meals and systemic enzymes on an empty stomach will further aid healing. Well, we're a little more than halfway through the show, so I'm going to take a brief intermission. I'll be right back after the musical interlude. Stay tuned. Discussion, cancer, a holistic approach. In addition to eating a healthy diet, toxins should be avoided. Toxic chemicals are found in things we use every day, like shampoo, toothpaste, and aluminum cookware. Electricity emitted by electric ranges and microwaves is also toxic to the body. Mercury dental fillings are poison to the body. You may want to think about having them removed by a holistic dentist who is experienced and has the proper equipment for the removal. The more toxic a body is, the less oxygen can reach the cells. Cellular oxygen depletion and starvation leads to disease. It has been proven that cancer cells cannot grow where sufficiently oxygenated blood and tissues exist. A high alkaline diet achieved by eating 80% raw foods is one way to oxygenate the body. The body is easily oxygenated through regular exercise, deep breathing, and drinking purified water. The recommended amount of water one should drink is 8 ounce glasses of water per day. Activated oxygen, also known as ozone, is successfully used in the hospitals of certain other countries. But drinking ozonated water is a remedy that can be done at home. For healing to take place, the body has to be cleansed of all accumulated toxins and metabolic waste. Ask your practitioner if your body is working well enough to eliminate the toxins. If there are energy blockages, they must be removed before considering detoxification, or the effort will be fruitless. Many effective toxic cleansing products can be found in health food stores, but consult your holistic practitioner before using them. The surge of released toxins can make you very sick. Those who are already immune deficient or in a weakened state should cleanse their bodies gradually. Fasting is one way to release toxic accumulation. It helps the body to rejuvenate and heal. Some people find coffee enemas helpful since they prevent toxins from being reabsorbed into the body and work to cleanse the blood and liver. Always speak with a healthcare practitioner before fasting or using enemas. Other ways to detoxify and purify the body are stretching, perspiring, and juicing. Stretching releases acids from the tissues. Perspiring purges toxins through the skin. And juicing alkalizes and cleans tissues. Jumping on a rebounding trampoline moves lymph fluid, flushes waste, and stimulates white blood cells. White blood cells identify, attack, and destroy abnormal cells, then remove them from the body through the lymph system and organs of elimination. They are our immune system's army. The immune system, a network of cells, tissues, and organs that work together, is our body's defense against harmful intruders and abnormal cell development. When the body is stressed, any cell within it can mutate and cause a malignancy. A healthy immune system will stop the mutated cell from growing and spreading. Therefore, in preventing or fighting cancer, our immune systems must be strong and working optimally. Researchers continue to investigate the immune-boosting potential of a number of different nutrients. Some of the natural supplements that have drawn their attention are aloe vera, astragalus membranes, echinacea, garlic, ginseng, and licorice root. Researchers, including some at Harvard Medical School, are finding evidence of a relationship between good bacteria in the digestive tract and the immune system. Evidence supports that good bacteria strengthens the immune system. These good bacteria, also known as probiotics, acidophilus, lactobacillus, and bifidobacterium, are found in yogurt and can be purchased just about everywhere in the form of supplements. Until the natural defenses do kick in, some people need to take a cancer-killing formula as a component of the entire holistic cancer treatment protocol. Many natural, non-toxic chemotherapies can be used to kill malignancies. What is needed and what will work is an individual matter, one to be assessed by a holistic professional. One natural chemotherapy is called Cancema Toxic 1, made by Alpha Omega Labs. The main ingredient is chaparral, a traditional cancer remedy. Supposedly, it tastes horrible and is very hard on the stomach. Amygdalin, also known as vitamin B17 or the controversial drug Laetril, has been known to selectively kill cancer cells without harming healthy cells. It is available in oral supplements or can be intravenously administered. Laetril is not FDA approved, and it is illegal to use in the United States. Other countries are using this therapy with positive results. Amygdalin naturally occurs in plant foods like apple seeds, apricot pits, and bitter almonds. Decades of clinical evidence and case studies show that it is effective in destroying cancer cells. I urge you to thoroughly investigate Laetril before using it. There are other treatments that indirectly kill cancer cells by cutting off the blood supply to tumors, such as melatonin, shark cartilage, and shark liver oil. As with every aspect of the holistic healing protocol, before taking any cancer-killing formulas, a holistic therapist should be consulted. A very important component of the holistic approach to cancer, one that should not be overlooked, is the role played by the mind and emotions. Attitude plays a big part in the healing process. We each have the power to control our thoughts, attitudes, and reality. A positive attitude reduces emotional stress, therefore aids in the healing process. Many people find the use of positive affirmations helpful in programming their mind against the cancer and staying optimistic. Visualization techniques can be used to change the way the illness is perceived. Spirituality is an essential part of any healing practice. Spiritual practice helps in gaining acceptance of the cancer condition. In order to spiritually heal, one must first settle unresolved conflicts, free negative toxic emotions like anger, resentment, regret, and fear, and practice forgiveness. Clearing away negative baggage expands the capacity for giving and receiving healing love. Prayer and meditation are ways to connect with one source of faith and strengthen it. Prayer and meditation also provide the needed relaxation that relieves stress and allows the body's natural healing process to work. To survive, one must have hope. Listening to or reading encouraging stories about other cancer survivors helps keep that hope alive and strong. The medical world, with its conventional methods of treating cancer, does not profess to have all the answers. Many oncologists are partnering with holistic practitioners to support the healing process and provide their patients with the best treatments possible. Complementary, integrative therapies are becoming more and more popular in Western medicine cancer treatment plans. Prestigious academic cancer centers such as Harvard, Memorial Sloan Kettering, MD Anderson, and Duke are incorporating integrative oncology within their practice of taking care of patients living with and beyond cancer. No cancer treatment, conventional or otherwise, comes with a guarantee. Healing depends on the level of toxicity in the body, the degree of nutritional deficiency, the amount of energy blockages that need to be cleared, the person's attitude and faith, and how well the holistic protocol is adhered to. In the course of treatment, the patient will have good days and bad days. Detoxification is not always comfortable. Most people feel lousy during the process of expelling toxins from the body. The important thing to remember is that the ill feelings are side effects of toxins leaving the body, not toxins being introduced into the body. When you think of it this way, doesn't a holistic approach make more sense? Everyone diagnosed with a cancer should do their own research and explore alternative options. People should be active participants in their healing process so they feel like they have power over their disease, not like the disease has power over them. The holistic protocol requires discipline, commitment, and resolve. It may be difficult at times to keep up the strict regimen, but the benefits far outweigh the inconveniences. Once the healing begins and results are achieved, the efforts will be well worth it. Cancer survivors are amazing testaments to the hope, strength, and determination of the human spirit. We're out of time, but you can read the transcript of this show and copy a list of recommended books, websites, and DVDs on healing cancer with a holistic approach by visiting my website, randygfine.com, RANDIGFINE.com. Please feel free to contact me with any comments and questions you may have by emailing me at afinetimeforhealing@randygfine.com, RANDIGFINE. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, April 19th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time as I discuss the topic, Are We Living Too Long? All my shows will be archived and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.